Hey, Jeff, are we live? Great. So, welcome to the Jesus Impact. This is a live broadcast on Facebook, and it is also something we want to do on a podcast. So we're going to get a podcast together with this dude, something God put on my heart. I just want to explain it to you for just a moment. But the Jesus Impact is something that I've been wanting to do for a while now. And here's the idea behind it. The idea behind it is this. What if we heard each other's stories? Like, Jesus Christ has impacted more lives than anyone born from the beginning of history. Jesus Christ has impacted more lives. So what if we told those stories of how Jesus Christ has impacted their life? I mean, you know people every day. You have neighbors, you have friends, you have people around you that their stories are just never heard. You just never know how Jesus Christ has impacted their life. But he does. He impacts lives all over, everywhere. That's the idea. We want to hear about those stories, and then we want to take your prayer request, and we want to pray for you that Jesus Christ will impact your life in a special way today. So that is what we're doing here at Franklin Crossroads Baptist. And this is our first ever podcast / Facebook Live, The Jesus Impact. So I'm going to interview some people, and the first person I'm interviewing is Nick. So we're just going to do fun facts with Nick to start with, okay? So Nick told me he was super nervous and something about microphones. So Nick, have you ever had a microphone before? Have you ever held one?
I've held one. I've just never used one in a video.
See, his story is changing already. Like before, he told me he's never held a microphone. Like he acted like he never even seen a microphone. Like he didn't even know what it is. And he's like, oh yeah, I have one at home or something.
Nah, just a fake one. You know, when I was a kid, I had toy ones. But
so you had toy ones when you were a kid? What was your favorite song to do when you were a kid? Did you do like karaoke, Nick?
No, I can't even remember.
Okay, so we're going to learn some fun things about Nick I didn't prep him for. So first off, have you ever sang karaoke?
No. Maybe in the shower, that's about it.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Next question, are you going to sing karaoke for us right now?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
No.
Okay, well, let's just go down that road just for a second. If you were going to sing karaoke for us right now, what would the song be?
Probably my favorite song right now is The Blessing.
The Blessing. So Jeff's nodding his head back there, and he's tempted to give us a beat, and then Nick's going to sing for us.
I'm all right.
I love The Blessing. I love that song, too. I love that song because it talks about the generations to come. Mm-hmm. Right. So tell us why that's your favorite song right now.
It spoke to me when I first heard it. It kind of it gave me hope for my family and generations to come after that. You know, gave me an idea of how I should lead my family, and so they can lead their family, and so on and so forth.
It's awesome. That is great. So we're going to get right to it. I wanted to tell you, like, the reason we call this the Jesus Impact is because I've always looked at encounters with Christ a lot like a train wreck. Like, I've asked people, I've said, like, so have you ever come to faith in Christ? Do you know Christ is your Savior? And they say, well, I don't really know. I'm not really sure. And I'm like, so wait a minute. Hold up. Well, let me get this straight. Jesus, the creator of the universe, the one who's impacted more lives than anyone ever in the history of mankind. And I'm talking to people, and they're like, I'm not really sure if I know who he is, or I'm not really sure if I met him. And so I'm like, look, you probably don't know him if that's what you're thinking, because for me, like, it was like a train wreck. Like, you don't walk away from a train wreck the same way as before the train wreck, because it has a great impact. And Jesus Christ has had a great impact in my life, but we're not here to talk about my life. We're to talk about Nick's. So, Nick, I have some questions for you. First is this. Tell us some ways Jesus has impacted your life.
There's so many, to be honest with you. When I first came to Christ, I had a whole different outlook. I think that was a huge impact. I saw things differently and felt different, and I felt better. I think, you know, Jesus made me feel better. And
so, in what way can you, like, describe that for us a little bit? Like, how did he make you feel, like, better overall?
It was kind of like I had, you know, maybe in the military people feel this way when they have to carry all that weight around on them. It was kind of like you just took all of that off and left it behind you.
That is really cool, because I've never heard you say that. Nick and I are pretty close. We're good friends. We talk, about every week, right?
Yeah.
And we've been studying the Bible together. One of my favorite books is Pilgrim's Progress, and that's exactly how it's described in there. There's this line, it's like, I'm big into quotes, I love quotes, and one of the quotes in Pilgrim's Progress is this. He says, he came up to the place that was even with the cross and saw the burden come off of him and tumble down into the abyss, and I saw it no more. So I probably butchered the quote, but anyway, that's my favorite quote out of that book, my favorite place in that book. So let's see. Tell us a little bit about how, as a father of two boys, tell us about your two boys first.
I got two young boys, Patrick and Preston. Patrick's turning 5, and Preston's 2. They're young boys, so you know how that goes.
Know how it goes. Tell us about the boys.
They get in trouble. They fight, but they're good kids.
So do they like, which one's more aggressive?
Oh, Preston. Yeah.
Preston? Yeah. Is that the youngest or oldest?
The youngest. Patrick's he's got a real good heart, very caring soul, and he doesn't like to fight, but he will.
He will? Why makes you say that?
You know, when Patrick, or Preston's annoying him, you know, Patrick will just had enough and push him down or get mad at him, so.
So when you think about that, when you think about your boys, and like all kids as they're growing up have that, you know, sinful nature, that tendency to fight, fuss with one another. We all have that. Mm-hmm. I raised 2 boys myself, and oh my goodness, I wish I could tell you that it stops when they're 2 and 4 and maybe 5 or 6, but even today as they're grown men, when they see each other, I'm like, look, guys, take it outside. You're going to destroy my house. And they try to wrestle and kill one another, all in fun, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So your two boys, tell me how becoming a Christian, becoming a follower of Jesus, has impacted you as a dad.
It's given me more of an understanding of how kids work. Like, I had 2 boys, and, you know, I had Patrick, and then I expected Preston to be the same way, but they're not. They're 2 completely different. They both have their own path, and instead of pushing them in a direction that I want them to go, I need to lead them in a direction that Jesus wants them to go. That's what's their purpose. Instead of pushing, I need to lead, and that's helped me out a lot as a father with those boys right now.
So that makes total sense to me, because one of the things that has impacted my life as a dad and now as a grandfather is just what you said. Because, you know, without Jesus, we kind of want to drive people, want to force people mm-hmm. into what we want them to do. But Jesus is the best example of a father to us. And the way God has always led me, the way the Father has always led me, he's never pushed me.
It's not a single story in there that he pushed anybody.
He just leads us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, sometimes, I don't know about you, Nick, but sometimes I just wish Jesus would push me because I'm so stubborn.
I agree. Yes.
And I don't know how he's so patient with me because, I need a little push sometimes. Mm-hmm. So he pushes me. He doesn't really push me, though. He always just kind of leads me along and he guides me through life. And that is how we need to lead our children and our family as well, for sure. Let me see here. Just another question, and then maybe we'll take some prayer requests. You mentioned earlier about your outlook on life, and that really kind of intrigued me about how Jesus has changed your outlook on life. And so, how has Jesus done that in your life?
Change my outlook?
Yes, yes.
He's given me a sense of peace. Everyone goes through things, and like you said earlier, when you find Jesus, it's like a train, right? And it's kind of like what happened to me. I was an alcoholic. Didn't really care what other people thought of me, or just kind of thought about myself all the time. And Jesus won't push, but he'll close all the doors. And you can either keep resisting and suffering or give in. And I got tired of I got hit like a train, like you said, and I got tired of disappointing people, disappointing myself, and most of all, disappointing Jesus.
Well said. That is awesome, Nick. I, too, was an alcoholic. I think I told you that. I don't know if I ever told you that.
Yeah, you told me that.
But I was that way when I was very young. I started drinking when I was a very young teenager and drank a lot. Oh, it was terrible. But I've been sober now for, 25, 30 years.
That's awesome.
So, I don't know. What about you? How long have you been sober?
I think I'm going on 4 months now. Maybe a little over 4 months.
Awesome. And when did you come to Christ?
About 4 months ago.
4 months ago, right? Do you see the connection? Hello. So when you come to Christ, he begins to work on these things in our lives. He begins to take these things away. He begins to work in our lives in such a way that makes all the difference. Made all the difference in my life. Made all the difference in Nick's life and our kids' lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
of course.
Imagine how your kids' future would be mm-hmm. had you not come to Christ.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
Right, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine my kids, had I not come to faith in Christ and began to lead my family in a godly way. So one of the reasons, guys, I wanted to introduce you to Nick today is because, one thing, I wanted you to hear his story. For another thing, I want you to know who's behind the computer. So Jeff's behind the computer today. You all know Jeff. But Nick is going to be behind the computer on Wednesdays to come. Wednesdays to come, Nick is going to be behind the computer taking your prayer request while we're interviewing people, and we'll probably have him interact with us some on here again, talk with us. He'll be talking with you on the computer. And now what I want to do is I want to open it to prayer requests from you, and we're going to get some prayer requests from you right now, And let's see here. Jeff, are you texting those or are you just calling them out to me? You're texting them to me? Jeff is all high tech and he's like, he's good at that stuff. So I'm going to let, actually, I'm not. So I'm going to let Nick read the prayer requests to us that are coming in through my phone. And let's see here. Okay. So we're going to pray for you now. We're going to pray for a few things coming up. And who are we praying for first, Nick?
Donna Evelyn requests healing for Brian Ellis.
Healing for Brian Ellis. Well, Donna, we're going to pray for Brian right now. I have seen God heal. I've seen God do miracles. And I, you know, I'm praying for some miracles right now in my life.
No, I am too.
I know you are too.
All the time.
Nick and I are praying for miracles in each other's lives. So we're going to pray for a miracle for who?
Donna Evelyn. Request healing for Brian Ellis.
For Brian Ellis. Let's pray for Brian right now. Let's trust the Lord together. Father, we pray for Brian right now. We lift him up to you. We ask you, dear God, as the great physician, you're the one that created our bodies. You're the one that created us. I do not know what Brian's needs are, but you do. You know better than anyone, Father, what Brian needs. And I pray you would touch him and heal him. As you do that, I pray, dear God, that you would bring him closer to you for that permanent healing of our soul, of our spirit, of our life. And Lord, I don't know, Brian, I don't know if Brian knows you, but I pray, dear God, that he would know you as Savior and that he would be completely healed. In Jesus' name, amen. I may find out after this, I'm going to be like, I know Brian. It's Brian. But I can't think of who he is right now. So we're praying for Brian. Who else are we praying for?
Megan Honaker requests prayer for DJ going to youth camp next week.
Yes. Megan sits right back there in our sanctuary. We're in our sanctuary right now. And we're going to pray for DJ, her son, as he goes to camp. Let's pray for DJ. Father, we pray for DJ right now. We lift him up to you. And we pray that you would touch him at youth camp. Speak to him. Guide him. DJ's a good friend of mine. He's a great kid. He feels called into the ministry. We know and love DJ, and we pray you would touch him. Be with him. Speak to him there and guide him as he's at camp. And we pray for Megan as she prays for him while he's gone to youth camp this week, as well as the rest of our youth, in Jesus' name. Amen. We have any other prayer requests today?
No, that's it right now.
That's it right now. Okay. And no more prayer requests back there. So I want to tell you this, and then we're going to sign off here. But this is what I want to tell you. We're going to be interviewing people here every week with the exception of next week. Next week, we're going to take a little break the week of the 4th. Then we'll be back right after that, the next week on Wednesday evening. And you can come here in person, and you can sit here in the pews right in front of us in the sanctuary. You can shout out your prayer requests to us from right there. You can be here for the Jesus Impact Live, or you can watch online and send us your prayer request on there, and we will pray for you. Any other prayer requests, Jeff? Okay. Well, Nick, how can we pray for you? And that will be our final thing here before we sign off.
Just pray for my family in general, you know.
Okay. Especially those boys.
Yeah,
raising those boys.
Especially those boys.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, Nick. Let's pray. Father, I pray for my friend Nick. I lift him up to you, and I ask you, dear God, to be with him, guide him, touch him, and bless him as a father. Show him what to do as a father. Show him how to lead his family. Bless his family for generations to come, in Jesus' name. Amen. One more thing, Jeff. Don't sign off yet. Another huge prayer request that I just got back from the hospital. And right over here in our sanctuary is where Sherry Martin sits. And Sherry Martin had a stroke last night. She's up in the hospital. Her family needs a miracle right now. She's 64 years old. And she's up at U of L So we want to pray for Sherry tonight. I'm going to ask everybody watching to pray for her tonight with me. We're going to lift her up, and we're going to ask for a miracle for the Martin family, okay? So, Nick, would you mind asking God for that miracle for us? Would you mind praying for us for that one? Would that be okay?
Yeah, for Sherry? That's not a problem.
Yeah, we're just asking God to heal her completely and totally. We're asking God to touch her life. And see, here's the deal with prayers. I have been a follower of Jesus for a lot of years now, right? So I've been a follower of Jesus more years than I wasn't. Nick's been a follower of Jesus for 4 months. Guys, my prayers aren't any more powerful than Nick's. God hears us both because we're equally followers of Jesus in Christ. God hears us both. Your prayers are as powerful as ours. God hears all his children. And it doesn't matter whether we're new believers or whether we've been believers for 40, 50 years. So, Nick, lift up Sherry Martin to us, to the Father, and ask him to heal her today. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Lord, we all pray that. We all pray that Sherry just gets better right now in the hospital, Lord. And we know that no miracle is too small for you. Everything is, it's just a snap of a finger for you, Lord. And we just have to pray for it and get together and just, Lord, I pray that you just lift her up. You heal her, Lord, and just show everybody and let her be a testimony to you, Lord. I pray for the family as they're going through this right now, and just you give them a sense of calmness, Lord, and peace, letting them know that she's in your hands. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Well said. See you guys later.